Scott with SJAWildfire.com. Hey again, pleased to have Pastor Larry and his weekly series about spiritual warfare. It couldn't be more timely for a Christian on how to walk. He has been diving deep into this for 3 to 4 years. And I just got to tell you, the last three podcasts that I've done, it is getting so dark. So check out Final Days Report 330, especially if you have some demonic strongholds for deliverance. Pastor Larry's more on your walk as a Christian, but there could be some demonic strongholds as well. So check out Final Days Report 330, 329. The darkness is just getting gross. And Final Days Report 328, the media is hinting that people are seeing demons, right? Remember the death spiral? People swatting at something, folks? Great time to be alive, but you need to armor up. And again, I apologize for Pastor Larry's mic quality. It's a good message. Bear through it. You might have to listen to it a couple times, but again, every time I listen to Pastor Larry, I learn something. So God bless.
You know, I've been thinking in the past few weeks I have not met any of you. I've had quite a few listeners, and I appreciate that. You know, I haven't met any of you, and it would be a delight sometimes, but it's a little leery of giving out my last name and my address and all this. You know how it is, that some people will want to take advantage of that. So, if you have questions, and I appreciate if you would, because, you know, this is very questionable subjects, that you would contact Scott by email, you know, and like I answered before on my last podcast, I can answer those questions. And like I said before, there'll probably be a delay because I really record ahead of time. So, but if you have those questions, he can email me right away, and I can give him a little Bible verses or something to say to help answer that questions. And if I don't know the answer to your question, which there's many things I don't, that I can find that answer for you. With many helps and many resources to do that. So, and I've been listening for the past few months since last summer. We've been talking about the spiritual world. I'm disappointed that I hear pastors not really deal with the subject of the spiritual realm, that we're to live in the spiritual realm. You know, I quoted many verses about Satan, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, about powers, about wickedness in high places in the heavenly realms. And the Bible calls Satan the prince and power of the air. And I'll explain what that means later on in these podcasts. And that he controls the world. That's this world. And I want to say this, since I'm talking about the spiritual world, I have to mention this before I move on, because I want to get into Ephesians 1, because that is one of the most important, if not the most important, subject about fighting our spiritual warfare. And sometimes a lot of teachers get into just Ephesians 6 about putting on the armor, without really dealing with the rest of the book. And so I feel that it is the utmost importance that we deal, especially the foundation that is set in Ephesians chapter 1 is deeply theological. Well, Paul's always theological before he gets practical. Because to have right practice, listen to this, in order to practice your Christianity, you have to have the right doctrine. You have to have the right belief. You have to know who God is. You have to know what he has done and what he is doing. Because your view of God determines how you live. If God's not important in your life, and you don't, if you're a person listening, and you might have just tuned in because you got curious, congratulations, you're here by divine appointment. God has sent you to this podcast. I believe in my whole heart that God is using me in this respect, reaching those who would otherwise not listen. It's a wonderful thing. You know, we talked about the purpose of God, and, you know, we talked about the general purpose in a preceding podcast. Everybody has a general purpose, that's to obey the scripture, but there's also a specific purpose. And I believe that this is my specific purpose, to do this podcast and to get the message of Jesus Christ out, about his love, about his salvation, yes, and about his judgment, because I'm not going to ignore that. And also to bless and encourage the believer in Jesus Christ who's going through a terrible time. He may be struggling with his world condition the way that it is. And hopefully I can bring some messages of comfort and of peace. And at times, if you just tuned in or you're a regular listener, at times I get on my soapbox and I speak my mind. I did that about abortion. And I did that about other subjects. But I try to do it in the respect of love for you, love for the listeners. So forgive me if I seem a little pushy. I don't know what term I should really use. But the only reason I'm kind of being pushy, if I am, is to get you to see your need and to see my need. The need of knowing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A lot been talked about the spiritual world, and in the Western world, you know, we talked about our worldview. And, you know, we were born by probably nurture of the way we think about things. And this, again, goes back to the mind, of renewing our mind, as the scriptures tell us to do. But we have a worldview. When we were unbelievers, our worldview would stand opposed, not all of them, but most of them, our worldview would stand opposed to God's view. And God's view, I have talked about this, is based on his son, Jesus Christ, as he speaks through his word to us. And that's called the Bible. Yes, surprise, surprise, I believe the Bible. Yes. And I will do a podcast once I get through the spiritual warfare. I'm going to do some podcasts on, can we trust the Bible? Those will be some wonderful messages for me to work on and to learn and to grow myself. And maybe I can communicate them properly to you. But I want to make this statement to start out with, the preliminaries being done. Since we're talking about the spiritual world, so there's some out there that do not believe in a spiritual world. And that's in the, like I started to say, in a Western culture is basically like that. Not, it's leaning more towards, you know, you hear the word a spiritual all the time, but you try to pin somebody down on a definition, they really can't explain it. But there's a lot of those who believe in evolution, yeah, that it's just a natural world. Well, the Bible does not teach that. The Bible teaches, yes, there's a natural world, but there's a spiritual world, and that's where the warfare, that's where the battle is taking place. And I'm going to make this statement, and it's going to be bold, but I think I can convince you, if you're a listener, if you're a believer. Number one, you cannot be a believer in Jesus Christ, and you cannot be a Christian without a belief in the spiritual world, or the spiritual realm, as the Bible calls it, because you're going to deny all the Bible to even say that. Now, I know it's a bold statement, but it's biblical. It's a godly statement. Let me try to prove that to you. First, the book of Ephesians, which we're studying very thoroughly, says that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one through whom God gives. Now check the next phrase out. This is in chapter 1. You can look it up yourself. He gives spiritual, here's the word, spiritual blessings. Primarily to the church, even though he blesses us physically. But our blessings are spiritual. So there's a little take of the spiritual realm. Secondly, God is spirit, and I probably have mentioned this before, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit. You hear what I said? Now, that doesn't mean you don't take your body to church, but no, it talks about it has to be in the spirit. And it says that God is spirit, and this is stated over and over. And I can't take you to too many verses about that because there's too many. Throughout the scripture, and we must worship him in spirit. And here's the next word, truth. Ah. So, for those of you who think you can worship any God you want to, it says in the spirit and in truth. And Jesus has made this statement, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no one will come to the Father but through me. So your worship must be the worship of Jesus Christ. Very exclusive, isn't it? You betcha it is. There's not this way to God, there's not that way to God. There's not your way, it's God's way. And that God's way is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So thirdly, talking about the spiritual world, the high priestly prayer of our Lord Jesus makes this statement by first saying that there is a devil. There are those out there who believe there's a devil and they even claim to be Christians. I can read you stats from 2011, but I've been looking for some later stats that many, many so-called Christians do not believe in Satan, do not believe in the devil, and they admit that they have committed the most thing that will keep them from living the Christian life if they're believers, and by denying Satan, Satan's already won the battle. If you don't believe that there is a Satan, Jesus said there was. So by saying that there's no devil, you're saying that Jesus is lying. Wow. Let's just call it what it is. You're calling Jesus Christ a liar. And I don't want to be in that position. Because in this high priestly prayer, Jesus prayed that for our protection from the evil one. And you know Satan's a spirit. Scriptures teach that. Ah. Well, there's another proof of the spiritual world. Have you ever seen the devil physically? Don't answer that. I could probably always find someone to claim that. But the answer is no, because he's a spirit. Listen to the Lord Jesus in John 17:26. Quote, I have made you known to them. This is Jesus' prayer. And will continue to make you known in order that you love. Let me start over. I got tongue tied here. Jesus is praying to his Father. Quote, I have made you known. He's talking to God. I've made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that that love you have for me may be in them. Well, he's praying for you and that I myself may be in them. If you're a believer, and we can go to many scriptures for this, if you're a Christian, the Bible says that Christ is in you. Now, how can he do that if he's not a spirit? He's not in you physically. He's in you spiritually. So, and God always answers Jesus' prayers in the affirmative. That I myself may be in them. And you know, the book of Ephesians 27 times says that not only is Christ in us, but we are in him. In Jesus Christ. The Son of God in the heavenlies. That's spiritual, my friends. Another point to prove that this is a spiritual realm that we are dealing with. But did you hear that I myself may be in them. To hear that Jesus Christ indwells his followers, what a blessed promise that is. And to say that we can't overcome Satan is to say that Jesus Christ cannot do that through us. So along this same line, listen to what the Lord said about the Holy Spirit. Now, it's the Holy Spirit, correct? It's not the holy natural one. It's the Holy Spirit. And he says in John 14:17, our Lord says, quote, "The world cannot accept the Holy Spirit." Why can't they accept him? Because it neither sees him, or knows him. But you know him, for he lives with and shall be in you. Every believer that repents and comes to Christ, if you've done that, the Bible says that God sends his Holy Spirit to live within you. He's your guide. He's your teacher. He's your protector. Because the world bases their beliefs on what they can see, touch, taste, and what they can notice with their senses. But the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches that we have this witness inside of us in the spiritual realm. So let's just cut to the real truth here. I feel that by trying to convince those who claim to be believers that there is a spiritual side, a spiritual realm, is like trying to convince people that oxygen exists. It's difficult because they don't believe the scriptures to start with. We can't see it, but we know it exists. Brothers and sisters, we cannot see the spiritual realm, but we know that it exists because God has given us that witness by his Spirit. So, in conclusion, it says, biblically, if you do not believe in a spiritual realm, you do not believe in God. I'm just going to come out and say it very simply. You do not believe in Jesus Christ. God is spirit. Jesus Christ is a spirit. The Holy Spirit is a spirit. Duh. They live in a spiritual realm. They live inside you as a believer. They live in a spiritual realm or dimension or whatever you want to call it. You cannot say you are a Christian and deny the spiritual realm. If you do, you're just part of that natural world, trying to reach God by your own efforts and your own physical means. That's totally impossible, according to the scriptures. In the book of Ephesians, it calls the spiritual space as the heavenly realms. God has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. That's Ephesians 1:3. So, now listen, it is just as true that in this darkness of this world, there dwells Satan, because Jesus said that, and his demons, but he also is not seen because he is a spirit. And the scriptures teach that there is a cosmic struggle that ensues because Satan is determined to usurp God's authority. And it's taking place against God's creation, which includes mankind, the highest of his creation. It's God's crown jewel. Now, let me get on my soapbox, and I'm going to fly through this because I only got a few minutes. So now, if what I said is true, and it is, why are churches not talking about this spiritual world? Question. Why are our churches holding all these worldly entertainments, get-togethers, card playing, bingo night, town hall meeting places, just feel-good events that have nothing to do with our spiritual battles and our struggles and how we are to be a winner in this spiritual warfare? Why are we not, these church, why are the churches not weaponizing us for the spiritual battle? You don't hear much about it. I've heard pastors say, oh, you give Satan too much credit. I give him a lot of credit. I think you need to be paid attention to. And I vow to do this in my podcast. You can say, I've been on this a long time. And I'll be on it a few more times. But our emphasis has shifted in the, and I use the church in loose quotes. Okay? You can see me sticking up my two fingers on each side when I say the church. Yes, even in the evangelical church. We don't even like to call the church anymore. We call it the bridge, or the meeting place, or resonate, or whatever it is. We don't even like to call it church because we've gone over to the worldly side. We don't look like Christians anymore. We don't act like Christians. We don't dress like Christians anymore. Because we want to please the world. I could just see Jesus doing what we're doing today. I don't think you'd think he would. It's even a heinous thought even to think about that. You know, don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters, God wants us to be joyful and relax and to enjoy our life. But I think we've gone to the wrong way. I think God has lost his reverence to many believers. That's why I'm going to spend some time in chapter 1 of Ephesians, that in order to fight the Christian fight, we must revere the Holy God as revealed in Scripture. What's the first thing that a person must do in order to worship God? He must fear him. And that fear is a holy respect and a reverence. But a lot of it is lost in this so-called Christian church today. Satan's been let into the front door of the church. He doesn't sneak in anymore. But we're just like we're holding the door open for him to walk in. Because Jesus said in John 16:8-11, he says, when the Spirit comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Many times have you heard any sermons on that lately? On judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged. So most of the so-called churches are worldly, and we can put them in this statement. It's just a feel-good, and a lot of churches, it's just this feel-good attitude. Make me feel good. I want to make you feel blessed. If the good comes later, so be it. But we should not be put in this feel-good mood if we're being disobedient to our Savior. First, other things must be taken care of. We have to have this balance of our teaching and our preaching in our churches. Churches have to be made aware of this spiritual battle that's ensuing, and it's ongoing, and it's getting worse and worse and worse as Satan sees his time is coming. So, brothers and sisters, the battle is on. And you are in this fight. Whether you like it or not, you volunteered and you received Christ as your Savior. So let's learn how to fight the battle in the Lord. See you next week.